Does your family's schedule look like an endless list of appointments, games, and practices? Does keeping everyone on schedule feel impossible? The Skylight Calendar is here to put an end to your scheduling stress with its all-in-one shared display, visual structure, and color-coded scheduling. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/get30. Go to myskylight.com/get30 for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/get30.
Years ago, but it still gives me the creeps every time I think about it. I was a single father at the time, living with my teenage son in my small two-bedroom house. When he was younger, he used to wake me up in the middle of the night after a nightmare and make me search his room for monsters and that sort of thing, but that stopped for a long time. Then, one night, my son woke me up saying he saw a really scary man in his bedroom. I was alarmed because he was really freaked out, more afraid than I'd ever seen him. However, when I walked him back to his bedroom and searched it, I found nobody. I assured my son that he just had a nightmare or maybe a night terror, but he tried very hard to convince me that it was real. After I got annoyed and told him to go back to bed, I went back to sleep as well.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This exact thing happened again the next two nights. And every time, my son swore he saw a smiling man in his bedroom. I looked for the man and found nothing. I started to get irritated with him because I was losing sleep over it, but I couldn't blame him for something out of his control. I considered getting him seen by a sleep specialist to sort it out, but I never got around to it because of what happened on the fourth night. By then, I had lost so much sleep that I didn't even make it to bed. I fell asleep on the couch while watching TV. I expected to be woken up by my son again, but that's not exactly what happened. Instead, I woke up to a pungent odor filling the house. It was a really strong chemical smell that was weirdly sweet. I had no idea what it was or where it was coming from, but I knew it wasn't something that should be there. I got up from the couch and started walking to my son's room, having some kind of parental intuition that the smell was coming from there. As I approached his door, the odor was almost overpowering. I slowly opened the door and saw something I'll never forget. A creep was hovering over my son. When he saw me, he looked at me with the most terrifying smile I've ever seen. I was stunned. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
What are you doing to my son?
Shh. You're gonna wake the baby. I just got him to sleep.
I ran towards him and shoved him towards the window, away from my son. But he charged back at me and threw me out of the way, then ran out of the room. I chased after him, catching up to him as he was opening the front door. I tackled him to the ground just outside the house and pinned him down with my knee crammed into the back of his neck. Luckily, I had my phone in my pocket and managed to pull it out and dial 911 while restraining the freak. Even with his face buried in the concrete, he still managed to turn his head around and smile at me the whole time. It took the police several minutes to arrive, but the freak never gave up on trying to get away. I had to throw my phone to the side and use both my hands to hold his arms back, and I couldn't let up with my knee for a second, or I knew he'd squirm out. When the police finally got there and tried to arrest him, he almost escaped as I handed him off to them, but both officers were able to keep him on the ground and put him in handcuffs, then drag him into the back of the car. All the while, the sickle smiled like he was having the time of his life being a sick monster. After he was taken away, the house was searched. My son was awake, but completely incoherent, so he was taken to the hospital. In my son's closet, they found binoculars, rubber gloves, sedatives, and the toxic chemicals I was smelling that woke me up. The freak had soaked a rag in the chemicals and had been holding it down over my son's face while he slept, trying to make him completely unconscious for God knows what reason. Thankfully, my son turned out to be okay. He says he had no memory of what happened that night, but when the police showed him the man's mugshot, he confirmed it was the same man that he had been seeing the previous 3 nights. My heart dropped even lower than it already was. The whole time I thought my son was having nightmares and seeing things. He was actually right. There was a demented smiling creep coming in from the window of his bedroom, then watching him for 3 nights in a row. But every time I went to look for the man, he managed to hide or escape. I apologized for not believing him. He didn't hold it against me, but I still feel terrible for it. The man was charged and convicted of various crimes and is spending decades in jail, but it isn't enough for me to not feel traumatized by the psychotic smile on his face. Every time I think about it, I feel sick. That man was in my son's room for 4 nights, watching him, planning out some sick and twisted act. He never admitted to anything, so I'll never know. I'm just glad he never got the chance to carry out whatever he was planning. This story was inspired by a disturbing Washington Examiner news article regarding a Dundalk father who repeatedly kept smelling something odd in his daughter and son's bedroom at night. That's when the dad entered the bedroom on Monday at 2:30 a.m. and found a strange man trying to hide in a wardrobe. The suspect was 49-year-old Richard Marks, who then ran out of the house, but the father chased him and held him until police arrived, according to Baltimore County Police. Marks tried to fight them off when they arrived, but he was ultimately subdued. After the incident, police described the boy as lethargic and confused. Parents found 2 rags with a strong chemical smell in the bedroom, which happened to be the same chemical odor found in the children's hair, police said. Detectives also said a man had been seen by one of the children 2 days earlier in the backyard, but he fled. After searching more in the home, police found binoculars, rubber gloves, adult literature, and various chemicals. Marks is currently in custody, facing several charges. I cared for my father in his old age for as long as I could. Unfortunately, he only got worse and worse over the years. He had started showing signs of dementia ever since my mom passed, when his condition became more severe. I could no longer give him the care that he needed. I didn't want to trust others to look after him or risk making him feel abandoned, but I had no other choice than to put him in a nursing home with the proper facilities to care for patients with dementia. My father was assigned several nurses to look after him when I wasn't around, but I still tried to visit him as much as I could. So I ended up meeting all of his nurses. All of them were nice to him and felt trustworthy, except for one. Her name was Daniela. She creeped me out to no end. She was always smiling, but it wasn't a pleasant smile. And I always got the feeling that she wasn't smiling about something good. After a while, I became convinced that she had to be evil in some way, and that's why she was smiling. It was like she was a demon watching people get tortured. I tried to ignore it, but I knew deep down she worked in a nursing home because on some level, she enjoyed watching people waste away and die. Even the way she talked made it seem like she was possessed. While all the other nurses spoke to the patients with compassion and understanding, Daniela spoke with this cold, taunting tone. I had to wonder if it was all a game to her, if she might actually be working against the patients to see if she could shorten their lives. It always felt sketchy leaving my father in Daniela's care. It certainly didn't help that if she ever entered the room while he was awake, he would start wailing and screaming, but he didn't have enough strength to keep her away. I knew that his dementia had progressed a lot, so I knew that there didn't have to be any logical reason for him to be afraid of her. He was afraid of me sometimes, but that didn't help me feel any less like there was something going on with Daniela, something that my dad, even in his mental state, could pick up on. One night, after I had been with him for a large portion of the day, I had to go home and leave him with Daniela. I was particularly suspicious of her that night. She had been trying to get me to go home as soon as she started her shift, which only made me want to stay as long as I could. When I eventually left, I had a sick feeling in my stomach. Everything in me wanted to stay, but I knew I had to work the next day, and I couldn't sleep there. However, I couldn't sleep at my house either. Every time I closed my eyes, they just seemed to pop right back open.
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna take care of you. Don't worry.
No! Back off! Don't come near me!
Don't you recognize me? I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away! Stay away!
Time for you to take a nice, long nap!
No! No! No!
I woke up flailing out of control. I was alone in my room. No sign of Nurse Daniela. It was just a nightmare, but a vivid and terrifying one. I was drenched in sweat, and my heart was pounding. I decided to get up and change, then head back to check on my dad. I had a feeling something was wrong. I just knew it. When I got to the nursing home, all the hallways were dimmer than usual. I had never been there that late, so I didn't know if that was typical or not. I found my way to my dad's room, and when I got there, my worst fear was smiling at me. Daniela was standing over my dad, smiling like the freak she is. The heart monitor was wailing. His heart had stopped. My dad was gone, and Daniela was smiling about it. I broke down in tears as other staff members came to his aid, but there was nothing they could do. But something in me knew Daniela had done something to him, so I alerted the authorities. They later found her in possession of the compound used in lethal injections for executions. A medical examiner confirmed that it was present in my dad's blood. Daniela was arrested and charged. During the investigation, it was found out that she had taken out dozens of patients in the nursing home and took out whatever patient she found them or their families annoying, just so she didn't have to deal with them anymore. I'll never forget that smile on her face as she stood over my dad that night. The pure evil and the satisfaction of her face from taking someone out still haunts me. All I can say is...
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
That evil woman is severely ill and needs help. This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a nurse whose photos have emerged showing her smiling next to numerous patients who were allegedly deceased. Italian nurse Daniela Poggiali is suspected of taking out up to 38 patients because she found them or their relatives annoying, police have said. The photos were shot by Poggiali's co-worker, Sarah Pausini, who told local media she was intimidated into taking the pictures. Sarah made a testimony saying, "Poggiali asked me to go to the closet with her where they brought the deceased patients. She was particularly euphoric and wanted to take a picture next to them. I didn't have the courage to say no because she is a vindictive type. I was in fear and awe of Poggiali and didn't want any trouble. She used to give laxatives to patients just to embarrass colleagues on the next shift, so I did what she wanted." Poggiali has since been charged. This happened a few years ago when I used to live alone. My friends would always tell me that it wasn't safe for me to be out by myself so much, especially at night. I lived by myself in a little condo by the park. It was honestly a great location. It was close to my job, and I liked having a park near me. I would usually go on walks in the park after work just to relax a little. There was a nice foresty area that had a pathway, and there were a lot of trees and shade everywhere. It was especially nice during the fall time. However, The park was so nice that it would attract a lot of people. People who weren't even from the area would come to go for walks in the park or have picnics and stuff. People would bring their dogs or their kids, and it made the park packed all the time, which I hated. The last thing I wanted when I went to the park was to be surrounded by a bunch of people. So I recently started walking around nighttime since my building was right across the street. By that time, it would usually be empty as hell. It was perfect. I could go on a whole walk without seeing a single person, until one night. I was walking in the park fairly late, and it was empty as usual. I had been going for several minutes, and there hadn't been anyone else. Then as I was walking, I suddenly saw a tall, thin man standing in the middle of the pathway. He just stood there in one spot, not moving at all. I found it pretty creepy. I had no idea what he could be doing just standing by himself in the park at night. I slowed my steps a bit, just to be cautious, but I kept moving toward him. I didn't really know what else to do. As I continued forward, the guy suddenly turned his head and looked straight at me. I stopped dead in my tracks, totally shook. Then, out of nowhere, the guy charged at me. He grabbed me by my shoulders, smiling with the biggest smile ever. He looked like a cartoon character. I was completely frozen as he continued to grip me by my shoulders and smile at me. It seemed like his smile took up half his face.
Do you want to be my girlfriend? Give me a smile if you do.
I didn't know what else to do, so I nervously gave him a little smile. As soon as I did, he immediately let go of my shoulders and grabbed me by the hand and said,
"You're coming with me then."
He then began to lead me down the pathway. I was still completely shook and in disbelief. I couldn't wrap my head around what was happening. I was in total awe as we continued to walk down the pathway through the park.
Where are we going?
We're going to my place. You're my girlfriend now, remember?
I was so confused, but something told me to just go with the flow, so I went with him. It didn't take us long to get to his place from the park. He seemed to live in a building just a few minutes down the street from where I lived. We walked into the building, still holding hands, and got onto the elevator. The next thing I knew, we were in his place. Then we were in his bedroom. His apartment didn't look like I expected. It was actually kind of nice. He told me to get comfortable in his bed. I hesitated for a moment, but then I did what he asked. Somehow, I didn't feel afraid. It felt kind of right. We got intimate after that. Then we fell asleep together. I woke up an hour or two later. It took me a minute to realize where I was, but then I realized that I was sleeping in the man's bed. I drifted back to sleep a few seconds later. Then out of nowhere, the most shocking thing happened. I was jerked awake by the guy jumping on top of me in the bed.
Smile!
I was incredibly startled. I was still shaken by being woken up so abruptly, but I nervously smiled at him. I figured he just wanted more of what he got earlier. He smiled back at me with that same giant cartoonish smile.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
I smiled wider as I looked up at him. Then something about his face changed. He was still smiling, but it somehow looked different, more crazed. Then the guy suddenly pulled out a pair of pliers and began forcing it into my mouth. That's when he started yanking out my teeth. I didn't even know how I managed to fight my way out, but once I did, I didn't stop running. I eventually made it to the security desk and had the cops called. I didn't see the guy again once I made it out of his apartment. However, he ended up getting arrested a few minutes later. Apparently, it wasn't his first time ripping someone's teeth out. The guy was allegedly a sick freak who had an obsession with women who were gummy. He was immediately taken away and charges were pressed. Ever since that night, I've been traumatized by the smiling man. I'm too scared to go out by myself, or even go out at all. Till this day, I still can't get his smile out of my mind. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a New Zealand man who pulled out his lover's teeth with pliers because he had an obsession for gummy women. 56-year-old Philip Lyle Hansen was sentenced to 6 years in jail. Hansen was found guilty with over several charges relating to the two women whose teeth he extracted. His second victim told the court he had targeted her when she was vulnerable, and his actions had mentally damaged her for the rest of her life. She described the pain she felt when he ripped out her tooth, and said she had been deceived when he said he wouldn't do it again. They moved in together and she awoke to find him trying to extract her teeth. Both women were vulnerable. There was breach of trust and a grooming process was involved, the judge said. Hansen's lawyer and his defense said everything was consented, but the offense displayed premeditation, as Hansen must have had the pliers at hand. Hansen's victims cried in the stands, as the judge described what took place. During his 7-day trial, Hansen said he liked fat, gummy women and wanted to save them money on dental bills.
We are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.